And now our first feature. The Royal Mail celebrates 500 years of delivering post this year. We have an extract from Rowan Mantell's celebratory feature. It is read by Alan Shirley.
The Royal Mail began as a system to get news to the monarch as quickly as possible. Exactly 500 years ago, Henry VIII knighted Brian Tuke, the first master of the posts. A network of key post towns was established across the country. Each had to have three horses available at their post, hence the word post, at all times, ready to carry letters to and from the king. It was the start of the Royal Mail. It was Charles I who first opened the Royal Mail to the public in 1635. Letters were carried between posts and delivered to a local postmaster by men on horseback, with the person receiving the letter paying the delivery fee. Horse-drawn mail coaches were established in 1785, with one of the first routes between London and Norwich. The coaches used fresh horses every 10 to 15 miles, and each had a guard armed with a blunderbuss and two pistols, dressed in scarlet and gold, and with a horn to warn of the coach's high-speed approach. Horse-drawn coaches carried the country's mail until the railways arrived. The last horse-drawn mail service in the country ran from London to Norwich in 1846. Special night trains were turned into travelling sorting offices. Norwich's first dedicated mail train service to Ely arrived in 1869. The Norwich to London Liverpool Street service began in 1893 and ran for 110 years, with the final night mail train, complete with carriages fitted with post boxes for people to post last-minute letters, leaving Thorpe Station in July 2003. Norwich was the first place to use postcodes and post-sorting machines in a 1959 trial, which was then extended across the country between 1965 and 1972. The first British pillar boxes were introduced in Jersey in 1852. The following year, dark green post offices began to be put up across the country. From 1874, they were all painted pillar box red. There are currently more than 115,000 post boxes across the UK. Some of those still in daily use in Norfolk date back to the reign of Queen Victoria. The world's first postal stamp was introduced in Britain in 1840. The penny black was the start of the prepaid, one-price-goes-anywhere national postal system we still use today. Within years, people began collecting stamps, and the hobby is still enjoyed by millions worldwide. Norfolk has many stamp-related links, including the picture of Queen Elizabeth II used on every British stamp, which was created by portrait photographer John Hedgecoe, who lived at Oxnead Hall near Aylsham. He took the famous photograph in 1966, and it became the most frequently reproduced image in the world.